Let's begin. Okay, the topic of tonight's shiur is the inyan of Hallel, the night of the Leil Pesach in Shul. Right, we know that during the Haggadah we say Hallel. The shaila is, do you say Hallel in Shul with a bracha, or do you not say Hallel at all on the night of the Leil Seder? So that's the question. What do you do?
Do I say Hallel? I do not say Hallel.
You don't say Hallel?
I don't think so. I mean, I say it in...
Say it.
In the Seder. Oh, right. Yeah, in the Seder, yeah.
But the question is in Shul.
In Shul, I don't.
In Shul, yeah.
I don't think so.
Where do you daven? You daven in...
Daven in Rabbi David Shul.
So he doesn't say in Beit Shemesh?
I don't think so. It could be that I'm forgetting.
Yeah. This is how Sfard says it, no?
Yeah.
Did you say it?
Yeah.
You do say it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you the whole story here. So, state in the Maseches Sofrim. The Gomri Mr. Hallel Kol Shmonis in Mechanica. We finished Hallel, all 8 days of Hallel. And then, look on the top, on the left. The Tani of Shim V'Yotzadok Yomim Shmona Esrei V'Layla Echad. There are 18 days and one night. Yachid Gomer Behem Esahala. 18 days and one night. What is that? Elohein Shmonis Yimei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, is 8. Yontav Shalat Tzeres, 1 day of Shavuos, that's 9. Yontav Rishon Shal Pesach, that's 10. V'Leilo. And in Chutz La'aretz, it's double because you have Yontav Sheni. So it's Bagola Esrim Ve'echad Yom Ushtei Loilos. Okay.
Sorry, I'm late.
It's okay. So we're discussing whether you say Hallel in Shul the first night or the first two nights of Pesach. Or is it just at the Haggadah?
Excellent.
So in the Maseches Sofrim, it says that there are, in the fourth line, it says Vagola, the second word on the fourth line on the left side. The second word, the fourth line, west, left side. Uvagola, Esrim ve'echad yom u'shtei leilos. Because in Chutz La'aretz you say Hal Shalem, 21 days and 2 nights. So what are the 2 nights? It means the first night of Pesach and the second night of Pesach. So it's L'chora, you see from the Maseches Sofrim, that the Maseches Sofrim held that there's a chiv to say Hallel at night on Leil Seder. And Chutz La'aretz, both nights. And in the Tosefta in Sukkah as well, take a look on page 2. Yuches Yom B'Shona V'Layla Achas Korim Bohem Esahalo. Eighteen days and one night. What are the 18 days? Shmonis Yimei Chag, 8 days of Sukkos, 8 days of Chanukah, that's 16. 1 day of Pesach, and 1 day of Shavuos. I mean, this is in Eretz Israel, and one night. So Yudches Yom Peshon of Laila Achas. So still Laila Achas. So the Tosefta in Sukkah also has the concept of Laila Achas. And the last source pointed out is in the Yerushalmi in Sukkah. Yerushalmi on page 3. It says Tani Shmona Asar Yom V'Layla Echad Korim Behem Esahalo. So again, he quotes the same: 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Chanukah, 1 day of Shavuos, 1 day of Pesach, V'Leilo. Okay, so this is all in the Yerushalmi. And, okay. Now, if you look in the Bavli for a second, on page 7, take a look. Says Maishna Hani Hol Vyochid Gomer Behemazahala, the Omar Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Shim Ben Yotzodok, Shmon Osar Yomim Shayochid Gomer Behemazahala. 18 days. Shmoni Meyachag, 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Chanukah, Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, Yom Tov Shal Atzeres. But no mention of what? Laila. So the Bavli doesn't mention saying it at night. And the other Bavli, on page 8, in Masechta Tainis, on Chav Chesamid Beis, also says, Damer Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon Ben Yotzodok, Shmono Sayyom Bashono Yochid Gomer Ben Masahalo. Again, 18 days, Ve'elahein Shmoni Simeachag, 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Chanukah, Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, no mention of Laila. No mention of Laila. So it seems, the way it's pointed out by some, that it seems to be a machloikis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, whether there's Hallel at night on the Seder night in Shul. Now there's one Yerushalmi that we have to look at on page 4 going over to page 5, which also is relevant for this discussion. Four lines on the bottom. Elu brachas sheposkim b'bar. So there's a klal that a bracha smucha l'chaverta. Whereas sometimes we have a bracha, we start with baruch and we end with baruch. Like we make yotzer or v'rechoshech, right? And brachat Hashem yotzer ha'ma'oros. We start with baruch, we end with baruch. But sometimes we end with Baruch, but we don't start with Baruch. Like Ava Rabba. Right? Ava Rabba doesn't start with Baruch. It starts with Ava Rabba. And it ends with Baruch Hashem Abuchai B'mu Yisrael B'Ava. So what's the klal? So the klal is what? That if it's smucha l'chaverta, if it's next to another bracha that has a Baruch, then it doesn't have to open with a Baruch. So Ava Rabba is after Yotzer Or, and that has a Baruch there. Baruch Hashem Yotzer HaMa'oros or whatever. So then Ava Rabba doesn't have to start with the Baruch. Let's say all the Brachas in Shmona Esrei. Atachonein, Hashiveinu, Hashiva Shav, don't start with the Baruch. Why? Because they're all Smucha L'Chaverta to the previous Bracha. So if it's Smucha L'Chaverta, it doesn't have to Poseach B'Baruch. That's the klal. So the Yerushalmi, take a look, four lines from the bottom. Elu brachas on page 4. Elu brachas sheposchem behem b'baruch. Kol ha-brachas poschem b'baruch. Vim haisa brachas smucha l'chaverta. Kigon kriyashma utfila. Ein poschem behem b'baruch. So he says that if it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta, like kriyashma, he says, like emes v'yatziv, right? Doesn't start with a baruch because it had a baruch by Abuchar Bar Moisrael B'Ava. Utfila, right? The brachas of Shmon Esrei. So again, they're not poser b'baruch. Hesiv Rav Yirmiya Hare Geula. So what about the bracha in the Haggadah? Hashem Ga'alanu. Right, we say a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Ga'alanu V'Galus Yoseinu Mitzrayim. Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. So that, right, is Poseach B'Baruch. Baruch Hashanu Omrim V'Acher Halal B'Leil Pesach Halal Smucha Yil Birkas Halal. If you hachi Poseach B'Baruch. So, So, now what does that mean? But we don't say a bracha of halal in the Seder on the Haggadah. You don't say a bracha. So, what do you mean that it's smucha lechaverta? So apparently they used to say a bracha on the Haggadah of l'kros ha-halal. So then the question is, you said bracha l'kros ha-halal, so then why do you have to start with brachat Hashem asher galanu? Because anything that's smucha l'chaverta doesn't need. So the Yerushalmi answers, Shan Yehi de Amar Rav Yochanan halal im shama v'beis ha-knesis yotza. That it says that Hallel, if you heard it in shul, you yotze. So you don't have to make it the bracha to seder. So since you don't always make the bracha to seder, because sometimes you'll make it in shul. So what do you mean you make it in shul? So look in the Pnei Moshe. Look, Shani Yehi, Shegalano, Tamar of Yochanan, Hallel, Im Shobe, Vesa Knesses, Kimosha Nogim, Hasfardim. L'omro achat filas arvis yotza. V'shuv ein tzorach l'varach l'om v'bais. So he says that the simple way that the Pnei Moshe is explaining to Yerushalmi is that if you have the minug that you said halal and shul with a bracha, then you don't have to say the bracha at home. But if you didn't say it in shul, then you do. So therefore, the reason why, so he's working with the minug that they said it in shul. So since they said it in shul with a bracha, so that's why we don't say it at the Seder with a bracha. And Mimela, since we don't make a bracha on Hallel, in the beginning of Hallel, then Asher Galanu is not smucha l'chaverta, because there's no bracha before the Asher Galanu of Hallel, because that bracha was said in shul. So the way the Pnei Moshe is learning is, and that works good with Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi Shita is that we've always seen, is you say Hallel with a bracha in shul. The question is there any other way to learn this Yerushalmi? Well, in other words, so it could be there's no other way, because it works out well, as we pointed out, the Yerushalmi Lishitoso. So if you look in the Rav Yoh on page 9, so he has another way of learning the Yerushalmi on page 9. Fall into the bottom. Shani Shani Halal. Shomer Kodam Bracha Degula. Shim Shonema Beis Haknesses Kol Hakiddush Vaseidah Vagarat Vahalal Mishlich Tzibur Ad Bracha Shal Gula. Hayaholech Beis Umaskel Bekol Sheni Begula Ubotzei Al Haseidah Vaochal Yatza. Ubuvad Shehaya Shomer Kiddush Beis Haknesses Al Manas Shehaya Daito Leilech Lebeiso. So what is he saying? That in shul they used to make kiddush and the seder and the haggadah and halal. I guess we'll see. Was the way the Vilna Gaon explains that not everyone knows how to. not everyone knows how to say hallel. I mean, not every. I guess in those days the chveis, they maybe didn't have a haggadah like we have today. So not everyone knew it bal peh, or not everyone knew how to say the ivra. So the chazan and shul provided a service to the people, and he said the whole kiddush and the seder and the haggadah and the hallel and everything. And everyone listened, if you didn't know how to say it yourself. And then you went home. And then you went home and he ate the meal. So that's what they used to do. Yes, the kasha, it's not kiddush b'mokum suda. So he says, well, you have in mind. Even though halacha, we paskin that it doesn't work from bias to bias. There is halacha, it's brought down that if you make kiddush in this room, you could eat in the other room. It's in the same bais. But to make kiddush in shul and then to eat at home, that doesn't work, even if you have kavana. But there's a shita, obviously, that says that it does work. So the Rav Yoh says that, you see, the way the Pnei Moshe learned is that, like the Minhag Sfarad, that they always said halal in shul. Just halal. After Shmon Esrei, Lil Seder. The Rav Yoh learns Pshat, they didn't say Halal Shul Lil Seder. After Myriv, the people who didn't know how to zog the Seder and the Halal, they stayed to hear the Chazan. Not else that there's a Chiv to say Halal and Shul. It's for the, like the Gron explains, for the Eina Bekim. Yeah, for the Eina Bekim, the Amaratzim. So they provided a service for them. What? The whole Haggadah. And then they went home to eat.
I mean, they would say the whole Haggadah till Hallel.
With the Hallel, he
says.
Yeah, he says like this. Haggadah of Hallel. And the Hallel. Ad bracha shel Geula. And the bracha of Geula, you make it at home. And have the suit at home. Ad bracha shel gula vayaholech lebeso maskel b'kosheni. Everything till kosheni. What they were doing shul for the. Oh, so now take a look. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch on page.
Who would say the four questions in shul?
Who would say the four questions in shul? The chazan, yeah. He sees this is probably you know, a naizach, the four questions has to be said by the kid, the youngest kid, I don't know who made that up. You know what I mean? Well, Kana Ben Shoyal, but it doesn't mean that you need, you know, it's a nusach. But look what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Azoy, the Mechaber writes, Sif Dalet, Bilel Rishon Shul Pesach Gorm Mahal B'tzibur Ben Ima, the bracha tchilah v'sof v'chein al sheni shol shnei yamim tovim shol golius. So the mechaber paskins, he say halal and shul with a bracha. The Ramah says, kol ze ein anu nogim kain ki ein anu omrim b'layla b'beis knesses halal klal. So the Ramah shita is you don't say halal. You know, in the old days, you see today we'll see a lot of shuls, they say halal, even the Nusach Ashkenaz shuls. But in the old days, if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, you had no business saying halal. My father told me when he grew up in East New York, he davened in the shul, the name of the shul was called Chevret Tehillim Nusach Ashkenaz. That was the name of the shul. Chevret, I don't know if it was Rav Chinitz's shul, Chevret Tehillim Nusach Ashkenaz. He said, growing up, he never heard saying halal and shul. It was Nusach Ashkenaz shul. You didn't say halal. I remember that the Rav in where parents daven now, where Rabbi Bajnan, he's a nephew of Rav Scheinberg. So he asked him, "What should they do in the shul? What should they do in the shul?" So he said, "It's Nusach Ashkenaz. The Ramah says no halal." So Lemaisa, most of the people in the shul say halal. So what do? they say the Shmona Esrei. They say Kaddish, and anyone who doesn't want, and then everyone, then the one person who doesn't say Hallel goes home, and then the rest of the people say Hallel. because everyone in the shul kibbutz says hallel, but they don't want to make it. Rabbi Bajon didn't want to make it official because it's nusach Ashkenaz, so they do it. They do it that way.
Cook used to make a point of going to a shul. The shul we usually went to didn't do hallel, so he went to another shul. Little Pesach didn't want to see hallel.
Mm-hmm.
He held it was the Gra.
Yeah.
There's a whole question whether it was the Gra or Shita, right?
Oh, so let's see what the Gra says on page 12. Look in the Gra. So the Mechaber says everyone says hallel, and the Ramah says not to say hallel. So what's the pshat? So the Vilna Gaon explains. So Mechaber we understand because that's we saw in the Tosefta says you say hallel. The Yerushalmi says you say hallel. So what's pshat in the Ramah? Why no hallel? So look at what the Bira Gross says. Ki lo niskan the bikim. Because it wasn't made for the bikim. You know, this Rav Yor is really also, if you look in the, it's a Tosefta. Look in the Tosefta on page 6. Look in the Tosefta. Says the Tosefta, B'nei ha'ir she'ein lahem misha yikras ha'halal. B'nei ha'ir that doesn't have someone who can say halal. There was, right, so what do they do? Sage 6. Ho'luch l'beis ha'knesses. So he has the minhag that they go to shul, kore parsha rishon, then they go home, holchim v'ochlim v'shosim v'chozrim v'gormim v'skula. You see, sometimes the minhag is that they hear in shul, and then they go home, and then they hear the second part of hallel again in shul. But that's already a tircha. Then you have to be in shul, hear the first part of hallel, go home, eat the meal, come back. So he says, if it's too much of a tircha, just go to shul and hear the whole hallel, and then come home, like we saw in the Rav Yor. So that's where it comes from, that Rav Yor, that it was made for the Ein Bekiyim. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. You don't have to say Halal and Shul because there's no separate chiv of Halal and Shul or Seder. It's not like the Mechaber says. It was only made for the people what? Who don't know Ein Bekiyim. So Mela, but if it's Ein Bekiyim, so then, but if we're Baki, then we don't need it. We don't need it. So that's what the Vilna Gaon. So he says the Ramah is based on this Tosefta and the Rav Yor that it was only for the Ein Bekiyim. The Mechaber holds there's nothing to do with the Ein Bekiyim. It's a separate chiv to say Halal and Shul, in addition to the Halal that you're going to say at the Seder.
There was no Kirov in Poland in these cities. You didn't do the Seder and Shul. You didn't do it at all.
Yeah.
Everyone was about to.
So therefore what?
I don't know. I'm making it up.
Yeah.
Everyone was about
to. And that's Pshat Yerushalmi. The Mshoma Bebeis HaKnesses Yotza means if you heard it in the shul, so then you don't have to make it at home. Oh, so the Netziv has a Givaldic Akasha to point out. Tell me what you think of the Akasha of the Netziv on page 16. He says, what's the Pshat in the Vilna Gaon? That if we're not... The Vilna Gaon says the whole thing of in Shul is for the Ein Bekiyim. So we're Baki today, so we don't need to say it. So go home. Don't say it, right? But I don't understand. Don't we have a concept that things that were made for Ein Bekiyim, even though, like Chazaras HaShatz, was made for the Ein Bekiyim, But even though everyone in the shul say knows how to daven, we still do chazar sashas. So why is this any different? Why we should still, if it was made for Eina Bekiyim, then even when there's, well, for example, Kiddush Friday night, it was made a minhag. So then what's pshat? So look on page 16. Kasav agra tam minagein ashein korim beis haknesset b'shum shalom niskanel b'shvil eina bekim v'utamu l'chara d'chol takon shizkinu b'shvil b'kach lo batel gam hayom kimo chazar sashatz kimo shakasav beis yosef. So what's the pshat? Why is this different than chazar sashatz? That's what he wants to know. Because the Vilna Gaon said, we shouldn't say it in shul because it's for the Eina Bekiyim, but today everyone's baki. So he says, El Mishum Iker Atakan Ein Al Pi Din, El Mishum Dochek. The Kim Mishum Batal Hadochek, Roy Lamor Al Hadin. Masha Kim Idach Takan is Einam Neger Hadin. So what is he saying? That this takana was really neged hadin.
Takana of this shas or
no? Hala. Why is it neged hadin? Because there's no hala in shul. Hala is supposed to be part of the Haggadah. There's no hala in shul. Hala is part of the Haggadah. So you don't know how to say it, so we'll make it, so better do it in shul. But you really should never be in shul. So therefore, if we know how to do it in the Seder, we forget the shul part because you never needed it. See, chazaras hashatz, you come to shul, you need to daven. If you don't know how to daven, listen to the chazan. So even though today we all know how to daven, it's still passed to have it in shul because that's when you do it. You understand? But Hallel was never supposed to be done in Shul, only at the Seder. So Mamela, if now everyone's Bucky, then since it's Shalom Kedin to do it in Shul, so you don't keep that. You see, Kiddush is Kedin, because they ate in the Shul. Or Chazar Sashat, you daven in the Shul. So therefore, even though everyone's today Bekiyim, but they made it Takana originally for that, so they kept it. But this is Shalom Kedin. See, daven Shmoneh Esrei in the Shul is Kedin. You don't know how to daven, so we'll provide a service that someone will say it for you. So that's why the Vilna Gaon says, once the doichet doesn't, it goes away, then the whole halal should go away. It's not like chazar sashatz. But it's interesting, someone told me in the name of Rav Bik Zatzal that, and I hold from this shita very much, that chazar sashatz was only a takana in shul. This business that they you're at a chassan's tish at a wedding, and we got a daven mincha now, and they do a full chazar shashatz. So supposedly Rabbi Kel, you don't do a full chazar shashatz. If I'm the Masada Kedushin, I tell them not to do chazar shashatz, because it's not a base kinesis. The takana of chazar shashatz was in a shul, because when somebody doesn't know how to daven, so they go to shul to hear the davening. They don't go to the Marina Del Rey to hear the davening. Then you go to shul. Yeah. So Mamela, maybe once in a while I'll be makel to let them do it if they have to stall for somebody who needs to get a keyboard who's not there yet. You know. So do the chazar sashas. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, no?
Yeah, Yaakov Kamenetsky. But that's this. So it comes out. The Tziv says the fundamental machloikus. What's the halal and shul? Is it for the Eina Bekiyim? So if it's Eina Bekiyim, then it shouldn't be anymore b'zman hazeh, because it really doesn't belong. But if you say it's a separate takana to say halal and shul, to have a special ni'ima, a special simcha and shul. So there's nothing to do with Eina Bekiyim, so that's why we still do it today.
Did he give him pshat in the grow, or is he arguing the grow?
No, he's saying pshat in the grow. Because he's asking a kasha on the grow. What's even if because they ain't bekim, you should still keep it, just like we keep chazaras hashatz, even though we're all baki. The answer is because that is proper to do in shul. The daven in shul is a proper thing to do. If you don't know how to daven, we'll say it for you, and you'll listen. But to have halal in the shul is not proper because it's supposed to be only at the seder. So therefore, if today everyone is baki, we don't say still do it in shul. That's the Vilna Gaon's pshat in the Ramah. Now, if you look in the Marshag, on page 17, the Marshag was a Talmud of the Maram Shik, who was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. So he writes about this. He says on three fifth line, in the shol ke'inyan in the middle. V'nei b'dover lomer hal below pesach beis knesses gam daini to otakein. He says the shas sheyomer also kodem aleinu. He says you should say it before aleinu. He can't know again b'harbe mekom mekom sheim mispalim benusach ari. Sherubu al nusach sfarad. He says, even in places, he's saying that David Nusach Ashkenaz, we call Mokam Omrim Halal below Pesach Mebracha. So that's interesting, because really it's not that way, like Rav Scheinberg pointed out, that if you David Nusach Ashkenaz, you really should not say it. He says, V'chein hayanoheg be'ir chust, old bimei mori hagol maram shik. That they said it, even though I guess they davened Ashkenaz. Chaim be'ir, b'mei Maria Sad, chaim ogim b'kumei Afshem, respalim v'eskenetz m'nusa Ashkenaz, b'kol mokom omim hal b'leil Pesach b'bracha. But with one condition. Ulam, b'tanai kofel u'mchupo, rak, b'im lo ye'al yudei ze chas v'sholom eze machlokes. אבל אם יוכל יצמח על זה איזה חץ ושול מאיזה נידוד מחלוקס יניח להם מנהוגם ואל ישנה מהומה ממה שהיה מקודם. If it's going to be a machlokes, so then that. But he says that they started even in the shuls. You see, already in the time of the Marshag, they started in the Nusach Ashkenaz shuls to say halal. And it's interesting. Rav Shechter here on page 21 quotes from Rav Soloveitchik. He says, "Rabbeinu haya miyatz l'rabbonim." That Rav Soloveitchik would tell the rabbis, "Shekol hecha de'efshar mibli lasas machlokes bekila shekadai lehem lahanig amiras halal bebracha bebeis haknesses." That if he can do it without machlokes, he should institute to say halal in shul. Even in the Ashkenaz shuls, those the other shuls, they had it already. Few b'mkom shelo nogu came mitchila. He came nearer lo halacha meikar adin. So I'll tell you, so this story is relevant for me because I grew up as a kid in what's now called the Young Israel of Avenue K. Which the Rav there was Rabbi Berzon, before Rabbi Ralbag. He was the Rav. So I remember as a kid that Rabbi Berzon, Shalom, asked Rav Soloveitchik what to do, and he said that they, Bestama beforehand, they didn't have it. It was a Nusach Ashkenaz shul. Like I told you, my father grew up, no one said that. Nusach Ashkenaz people don't say halal. But Rav Soloveitchik told him, To institute, like what Rav Shecht is saying, to institute halal. So therefore, as a kid, I grew up in that shul, so we started saying halal. So Mamela, that's how it caught on.
So how did it take hold if it disappeared for so long? How did, in America, how did it take hold? Was it Hungary or something? Was the...
Well, you have to realize like this, that the Hasidim always said it. Yeah. And people like halal, you know. It's a nice...
It's a thousand chances.
Yeah,
people have a chance to sing.
People have a chance to sing. They like Hollow. So it dates back. It doesn't mean everyone had this minhag. You know, there's Marshag said he knows of places and even who Nusach Hashmir. But I would assume that even though the Marshag said in his time, it wasn't necessarily the prevalent minhag. That in the Nusach Ashkenaz shuls there was no halal. Because, like Rav Scheinberg said, that's the Ramah. It's no halal.
What do you do if you know, hey, so the shul is doing one thing, so how important is it for you to, I'm saying, is this an individual thing, or are you just kind of...
Meaning what? If the shul's saying it and you don't say it?
If the shul's saying it, so I got to just say it. I mean, what's
well, if it's not your minhag, then you can say it without a bracha. No one will know the difference.
But it wasn't anyone's minhag until they started instituting it in the shuls.
You mean if you're an Ashkenaz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what do they do in Jamaica Estates?
They don't say it. In the
shtiwa,
they say it.
They don't say it in
English. Is it Bimach Logis? People say, what are you keeping me on fire?
No one else made a bracha.
Yeah?
They said it without a bracha. Everyone said it without a bracha.
Uh-huh.
So what's the point of saying it without a bracha?
Well, people are saying it. You want to say it? Yeah. And now, in the Briska Haggadah here on page 19, it says over. That it could be there are two chiyuvim here. In other words, if you hold, you say it. So that means you're saying halal and shul and at the seder. So he writes here on the left side, third, fourth, fifth, sixth line. Venira de pashtet apostle kashir yelachem kalel his kaddish chag. That hashir, there's a shir on the lel his kaddish chag. So there's a shir, there's halal. So that's the source of saying halal below Pesach. Also, why do we have to repeat halal in the Haggadah? So he says, because there are two chiyuvim. There's one chiyuv of halal als yontif. That's what we say in shul. There's another chiyuv halal about the nisim that occurred. So that's the halal in the Seder. So that's what that's the brisker thing about saying halal, the lel pesach beis knesses and bracha. So if you look on the bottom, it says v'chein nohag marana grach lo mar halal lel pesach beis knesses bracha kedas hagra. Even though the gra we saw before, but that gra we saw before was only to explain the ramah. But he's saying the gra shita itself. It's not like that. In other words, that gra that we saw was only like the Ramah. There's another gra you got to see that we didn't see yet. The gra, there's a gra in Hilchas Chanukah. You got to see the gra in Hilchas Chanukah. Take a look on page 13. Page 14. He's speaking about the minhag to light Neiris Chanukah in shul. So we light in shul and we light at home. So look at what the gross says on page 14 on the bottom here. Madlikin raya mehalo b'leilu p'sachim sheniskan al kos omri beis kadetsu b'shul p'sumi nisa. So he says, this is Rabbi Chaim Ron showed me, that what? That you see that even though there's a chiyuv to light at home, there's another chiyuv to light in shul. And a parallel is the halal thing. Because al persume nisa, in other words, you know, saying halal at home with the seder, but that's only a private seder. But then you say halal in shul, persume nisa. So the concept is, it's not like the brisker pshat, that there's a chiyuv als, once chiyuv al yontif, and once chiyuv als the nisim. You say no. There's a chiyuv to say halal, but then there's a chiyuv al persume nisa, just like there's a chiyuv to light at home, but then it's a bigger persume nisa to light in shul. So they tell you to light in shul, and we light at home. So the same thing, halal in shul and halal home. And apparently that was the gro shita. That was the other gro that we saw that was only for the ena b'kiyuv. That was only to explain the ramah. But he's saying the dasa gro was. But, and that was Reb Chaim Shita. But then he says, And Reb Chaim told his sons that they also should say halal b'bracha. But Maran Hagriz, but the Brisker Rav, the Velvel, Nahag Shalolo Mar Halal. He didn't listen. What about this idea that they're two chiyuvim? So he says that the Ravelvil held that you can be yotze both chiyuvim with the halal in the halal yomtiv and the halal nisim. You can be yotze with what? We're saying at home. Here, look. On the fourth line, we call Malcolm Ulai Bahala Hanaber Bahagada, Evsholotse's Chovishneim, Mechovas Amir's Halal Bel Pesach, Pidin Hal Beyontov, Bechiv Amir's Halal Nisim Shanosu. And then he tells the story, Msuper Shapamacha Shoma Maran Grach, Ekshabino Maran Griz Mafak Bechiv Amir's Halal. Kedas Ramah. So he got angry with him. Ka'asalov. But what about the Pasuk, Shir She Yolachem Tolel His Kadish Chad? That there's a separate chiyuv. But he held no. That the separate chiyuv, you don't say with the halal at home. Then he says, super shonim shamarin gris hayabit brisk. So there's a story that says that when the brisk rov was in brisk and his father was the rov, so when the tzibur came up to halal, him and Rav Simcha Zelig, the dayan, would walk out of shul. And then the whole time they would be mefalpel on this halacha, and then when they finished the halal, they walked back in. It was palpel and medanim beinyan amir's halal b'lo pesach v'itzkenes shayat tibur misayim with amir's halal b'bracha hayishav in pnima. Well, there's another maisa that's brought down on in the sefer minig of haseinu b'yadenu from Rav Gedalia Oberlander. On page 24. So there's a Hasidic story that's told over. On page 23, the second arrow. Sipur Hasidur finding Mishalech al Kamin Gdolei Hasidus. A Mashkev is a clown shows a Ben Nogshu. Yeah. Agor Rameh Shapiro, last line, Milublin. Sipir. So he was, the Aces Chaschol Shal Derech Hasidus. This Namin Adom Shal Admor Balatanya. So the story goes that the Admor, the Balatanya, the Alter Rebbe, was one Pesach in Vilna. Shum Ish Lo Hikiru. So he wasn't known to the people in Vilna. Only his own. The Anshe Shlomeinu, Anosh, knew who he was. Come on, his Paul, in Kol HaKol Yachad. So they davened with the regular shul. Ba'achar Tfilas Arvis, his Tagru Es Atzmo Rachasid Beis Agnes Hashem. So after Ma'ariv, they stayed in shul. Everyone went, and then they said Hallel. When the rest of the people went home. For Amros Hallel B'Simcha Rabbah. L'mochras nasa al yidei hashamash nesham b'huma gedola. So the shamash of the shul the next morning got very angry. That these look at these people, they were saying halal in the shul, terrible, terrible. Ala ovan onor shal chasidim. The amor da'asa tzorach leim b'kol. And the amor da'asa yelled at them. He says, Ei chasisim dover kazeh neged haramah. How could you do this neged the ramah shakosim b'feirish v'anu inenu nogim lo mahala. So the way the story goes, the Balatanya responded, but with his response. He says, Al Yechra Abcha Adoni Mor Da Asra, don't be angry at us. Hey Shiv Harab Miladi. He says, V'chimar Hayanochach V'rosh, were you there to hear how the Ramah said it? Don't fuck up. Do you think the Ramah gave a clap like this and said, V'chim Gofach al shulchan ve'isha kosev zamilim v'anu enu nohagim. Ulai kosev rabbi nachas. Oh, Nebuch, ledavoneinu. We can't say. So that was the story.
I think the fast on your pizza.
Wow.
They have the Nesach has Misanim, the Chorus Misanim, so they read Misangin.
Misangin.
And it's interesting.
They didn't follow the sheet of the Gra in Vilna.
Yeah, you should know.
Interesting.
That the Gra was not the Rav of Vilna. They say even the Gros sheet about Tzitzach HaChavim, he wasn't, his sheetas weren't followed, he wasn't the Rav, he wasn't the Mar D'Asra of Vilna.
So yeah, Chaim Salvechik tells a story about his father who did a Gros Shtibur and they didn't do the Shir Shal Yom. And he said, what happened to the Gros Shir Shal Yom?
You mean Shir Shal Yom for Yontif, you mean?
Yeah, it's a Chlamoy,
right? Yeah.
And he said, this is what we do in Vilna.
Yeah, the sheet is a Gra, but not because he wasn't the Rav of Vilna. Happens to be that his sheetas became Klal Yisrael, but he wasn't the Rav. So that proves the point that in Vilna they weren't doing what he necessarily. And it's interesting. He writes in the end of page 25. Ma'anyan Shagama God Rabbi Cheska Landau, Balhanoda Bihuda. And then the Noda Bihuda wasn't the one who loved the Hasidim. Right, he writes the famous line that Ki Yisharim Darche Hashem Poshim Yikashlo Ba.
Chassidim
Yikashlo. You know, he substitutes. So he wasn't, because he didn't like the big fight, the Yishem Yichud. That they said that he was ballistic over that. That you shouldn't say the Yishem Yichud. It's not right to say the. So he says, "Regama gon Rabbi Cheska Lando Bal No De Bihuda Nag Lomer Halal Belel Pesach Bebracha Kfisher Elof Talmido Hagon Rab Leza Flechus for the Bal Tshuva Me'avim Chay Bate Knesios and Nosdo Ode Talmido Hagrab Alosim Ler Israel Hid Higul Lomer Halal Beis Knesset Belel Pesach." So. And he says the Gedol Yisrael does a halal below bracha, not the chasam sofer. Hey, no haga gan or mamu. Yeah. Hey, pasuk mechubal or rabshim. Right. So these are the different shitas. But it comes out in the end of the day that there are. It seems to be, as they point out, a machlokas bavli and Yerushalmi. And it's interesting that the Gra. Yerushalmi is the one who says to say it. The Bavli says not to. And then there's a question, the Tosefta also, but then there's a question, is there a separate chiv als the Chovas Hayom to say it in addition, or was it only for the Eina Bekim? So that was that's how the Gra, the Tziv, explains Machlokas Mechaber Ramot. But, you know, the way things go today, that people, you know, the Ashkenazim Hasidim basically take over the world, and especially when the Gra agrees with the Hasidim, like by Tfilin on Chol HaMoed, right? The Gra and the Hasidim are on the same page. So then, except in Satmar, you should know the minhag in Satmar is that when you're a bocher, you put on Tfilin, and when you get married, you don't. That's from the Divrei Chaim, I think. Rav Goodman explained to me, because the Makor is based on the Zohar, not to put on tefillin. So the Divrei Chaim, as Rav Goodman pointed out to me, is that all things al pi Kabbalah you only do when you get married. And that's why the Minigan Satmar is the single Bach, the Bachrim put on tefillin, and then when they get married, they don't put on tefillin. But this is a fascinating machlokas, this machlokas about halal. But it's good to see the makaris and what it's based on. Okay, but the ikar is everyone should have a kosher v'sameach, and we should say halal v'simcha, and benisim nigolo, benisim asidin nigol, adir hu yivne beiso bekaro, bimheiro bimomo. לשון הבא, ירושלים הבנויה, נוחל מן הפסוקים, בן הזרוכים, שיגיע קיר מזבחה לרצון. And Bez Hashem, we'll let you know when the next year will be.